Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Hey there, and welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I am your host, Bijan. Can it really be true that summer is nearly over? Let's go out with a bang, shall we? To start things off for us today, we have the new single from Boston's The Chelsea Curve. This is Never Come Down.
Time inside the energy.
That was Seattle's own Fastbacks with My Letters off 1992's The Question Is No. I know there's a dad joke in there somewhere. I just can't bring myself to say it.
Alrighty then.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. Did you catch the show last week? As I'm hoping the answer is yes, then this is not news to you. I did what only can be called an inadequate overview of the 1982 film, Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains, a film about teenage girls starting a punk band and starting a movement. I am hoping to redeem myself this week with a film that came out 2 years before that about teenage girls starting a punk band. This week's film is 1980s Times Square. But before we get to that, let's kick off our first set with another one from Seattle. Didn't really plan it that way. From the album Dashboard Heat, releasing in late September, this is Smokey Brights with All in Who You Know.
Cereal for dinner, Thursday night. Grab some 1% from the shop and ride.
We'll be right back.
It's the artist Pony from Toronto with her version of the Adam Sandler classic Somebody Kill Me Please from the 1998 film The Wedding Singer. Before that, we had Shannon and the Clams with the title track from their latest The Moon Is in the Wrong Place. You know, I didn't set out to play that track from Pony. I just got a little sidetracked and couldn't resist. You know what? Let's do the one I had planned originally for the show. This is from 2021's TV Baby. This is Pony with Choke Cherry.
There are 8 million stories in the big city. People say I have a bird's eye view. Perched up here night after night, looking right down into the heart of the beast.
2 years before Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains, Robert Stigwood brought to the screen a gritty tale of two young women chasing punk dreams in the heart of sleazy New York City. Our Tuesday movie of the week on Wednesday is 1980's Times Square. Directed by Alan Moyle, who a decade later would helm the excellent Pump Up the Volume, the film captures a moment when the city was still raw, chaotic, and defiantly alive. Before America became a cartoon version of itself, New York reflected the country as it truly was. Not a polished postcard, but something messy, seedy, dangerous, and utterly electric. The push to sanitize the city didn't kick into high gear until the 1990s, but Times Square plants us right in that transitional moment, following two girls who discover themselves in the very filth that Pamela Pearl's city councilman father wants to wash away. Pamela, played by Trini Alvarado, comes from privilege, and Nikki Murata, played by Robin Johnson, comes from pain. They meet in a mental hospital, their caretakers trying to medicate them into compliance, but where society sees misfits, the girls find each other, and their escape becomes the stuff of urban legend. Hovering above it all is Tim Curry as a DJ with a bird's eye view of Times Square. He recognizes the magic of the city's pulse and turns the girls into folk heroes, amplifying their rebellion and mocking Pamela's father's crusade. Together, Pamela and Nikki become the Sleaze Sisters. Their music isn't polished or radio-friendly, it's jagged poetry screamed with fists in the air. Nikki's howl is part diary entry, part street sermon. Pamela's awkward lyrics transform into affirmations for every girl who've ever felt invisible. Pamela's story, however, isn't just about rebellion for rebellion's sake. It's about finding her voice. Once she does, she's strong enough to return home, ready to face the world on her own terms. For Nikki, though, there is no going home. The streets, the grime, the chaos, this is her world. And surviving it has always been the point. Yet even for Nikki, survival turns into transformation. Through the music, she discovers her voice too, becoming the version of herself she had always dreamed of. Loud, defiant, and impossible to ignore.
You know a lot of things. I only know one thing, and it is that they're gonna see who I am.
The story builds to its mythical ending, Nikki defiant and unbreakable, performing in the middle of Times Square to an army of women and girls she has inspired.
This is Nikki Murata, famous murderer and entertainer. I'm throwing a concert tonight in Times Square to celebrate my escape from mental illness. Don't miss it.
It isn't just a concert, it's a takeover. Even the social worker who once wanted her institutionalized stands in the crowd cheering. In that moment, Nikki's voice belongs to all of them. The soundtrack alone is worth the price of admission. Ramones, Talking Heads, The Cars, Suzy Quatro, The Pretenders, Roxy Music, Gary Numan, the greatest hits of the late 70s, early 80s underground. Now, the film isn't flawless. Studio meddling softened the love story and left the pacing uneven. But its heartbeat's true. Watching Pamela dance on stage for the first time, hesitant then blooming into pure joy and abandon, I found myself quietly mouthing, yes. Few films let you witness a character grow in real time. Times Square is really a fairy tale. Fairy tale of the gutter. A world where pimps and pushers become cheerleaders instead of predators. Where a 13-year-old can demand a job in a topless bar and somehow get away with it. It's messy, completely implausible, uneven, but also deeply moving. Because Times Square isn't just a backdrop. It's the amplifier that turns Nikki's pain into poetry, her poetry into music, and her music into a revolution of voices that refuse to be silenced. Times Square is available for rent on all the streamers and currently for free on Tubi. If you don't Tubi, you really should Tubi.
Yeah.
course, was the band Starball, fronted by our featured artist of the week, Tamar Burke. I went back and checked, and over the course of doing this show, I have played more Tamar Burke songs than any other artist. Tamar writes songs that feel like the inside of a restless mind, honest, jagged, and melodic in all the right places. From her early days in Chicago bands like Starball to carving out a solo career where she does it all, she writes, she records, and produces tracks that blend raw guitars with sharp hooks and a surprising emotional depth. I guess I play her songs so much because they don't float by, they stick. They capture the small truths you whisper to yourself at 3 a.m., then crank them through amps until they're undeniable. Whether she's looking back on home, cataloging anxiety, or chasing joy in the middle of chaos, Tamar turns ordinary feelings into anthems. Okay, enough of my nonsense, let's get to the music. Depending on where you look, this next song is either credited to Starball or Tamar Burke solo. For sure, it's on Starball's 2001 release Superfans, but one thing is unmistakable, this is her sound stepping forward and starting to shine. This is Over and Done.
We'll be right back.
Sounds Better Off Meditating from 2021's The Restless Dreams of Youth. Since releasing that first official solo album, Tamar has been on an unbelievable creative tear, releasing albums every year since. This next one is from 2022's Start at the End. This is the first album that fell on my radar from her, and it's one that I go back to quite often. You can feel her not only finding her voice, but really being unafraid to use it. This one I particularly like. It's emotionally resonant and just so goddamn catchy. This is Dandelions in My Flower Bed. That was Chicago from last year's Good Times for a Change. With that album, it felt less like searching and more like arriving. Every lyric feels more grounded, more certain, and every chorus hits with the kind of hook you just can't shake. I don't do a top 10 list of albums I love over the course of a year, but if I did, this one would have been on it for last year, for sure. And that brings us to her latest release, OCD. I've had this one on repeat since the moment I started listening to it, and it feels like her most assured work yet. Every track blends her trademark raw honesty and melodies that stick, creating an album that feels both intimate and undeniable. Just love this next one. This is I'm In the Day After. You can pick up OCD and all of her discography from her website, tamarburkmusic.com, and also from Bandcamp. I will put a link to those in the show notes. And if you're in the Chicago area, she has a gig at Shuba's on September 27th, so go check that out. Show some love, and don't forget to buy some merch as well. If you love what you hear, support what you love. And that is it for our featured artist this week. If there is someone you would like to see us feature on the show, drop me a note at Bijan, that's B-I-J-A-N, at poprocksradio.com.
Is that all that you got to say to me?
Yeah. That all you got to tell me?
No, Mel, there's one more thing.
What?
Kiss my grand!
Did you ever think this is how we turn?
These last two tracks I heard about through the awesome blog Remember the Lightning by S.W. Loudon. The first track was The Chords from Glasgow with their latest single, Fabulist. After that, we had the artist Radhika, also from Glasgow, with Future Me from last year. I've talked about it on the show before, so if you haven't already subscribed to his blog, go do it now. It's okay, I'll wait. Okay, done? All right, on with the show.
You realize Hitler only had one ball? What do you think about a man with one ball? You think he has two strikes against him? Maybe he's got one ball and two strikes. Hitler only had one ball. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that. They say, Hitler, geez, he had a lot of balls. What?
More to come here on Pop Rocks Radio, but first, a word from our sponsor. But since we don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. Hey, this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. We normally don't do politics here, so I will keep this short. In America, we don't do kings. If you agree with this statement, head on over to indivisible.org and help support the good work they're doing. If you don't agree with that statement, you can't see it, but I'm giving you quite the stare down right now.
Told you this was the last time you'd cross my boundary line, oh no. There you go again. To leave my number, don't call. I'm tired of your bitching, I've heard it all. Look at me.
I'm sorry I couldn't stay.
the anti-groupies from Long Beach, California with their latest single, Not My Problem. They released their first single back in 2022. Not My Problem is the third single from their upcoming album to be announced soon.
I believe, sir, that the doctor is trying to tell you that he is happy because he has finished his book. It has apparently taken him 10 years.
Yes, well, I'm a slow reader myself.
Okay, time for one more set. Let's kick this off with a Clash cover. You know, Jill Strummer passed away in 2002. Can't believe it's been that long now. This is a great tribute to that groundbreaking band. This is the Hellflowers with Spanish Bombs.
Cherry wall.
Hey boy, I know what you're thinking. Are you ready for a permanent vacation? Are you gonna take me to the wild side? Every time I look at you, I think you're so fucking wild, boy. And you're never on time, boy. I'm gonna make up my mind, boy. You're mine until the end of time. Wild boys, 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 wild boys.
Closed out that set with Mama with I Want You Fever from their latest album, Welcome to My Blue Sky. They are currently out on tour, so check them out if they come to your town. Before that, we had Hunks and His Punks with the track Wild Boys from their latest release, Walk Out on This World.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. If you like what we're doing here, please like, subscribe, and check us out on YouTube and wherever else you waste your time online. This is Milwaukee's finest, The Shivers, with Remember Tonight. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. Be good, be weird, and we'll see you next time.